I'm glad already that I have so many conveniences, which even the kings before did not have. Nowadays, we have the internet, we have the telephone, even though it's more limited in my situation, but still workable and much better than what the deities had in former lives, former centuries or former decades, yes. Nowadays, even if I don't have car, for example, I can jump on the bus, on the train, you know, on aeroplane, taxi, yes. The kings before didn't have those. And I have to sit on a horse cart and gallop. It was so painful. being carried, you know, through different terrains. Not an even good terrain, but in old times, it was a very rough road and you'd have to be carried by many manservants and go many days until they couldn't reach another city or their holiday resort or something. It's really painful. I remember when I was in India, I had to take a horse cart everywhere, for example, or in Myanmar when I was with my former husband. We went to visit the 10,000 temples in Pagan, or the Golden Temple in Myanmar, and we went on the bus. But the bus over there, they didn't have a comfortable leaning space for the back. So when I left that bus, I have a big bump on my back like an egg. It was painful for a long time. But that's all you had. You had no choice. You couldn't have a special first class or anything in such area. You're lucky to have even a bus like that to go. Or in Vietnam, when I was a kid, we go with these tuk-tuks, a three-wheel car. It's made from a motorcycle with the wheels and seats behind. And the exhaust fumes from the car just hit your nose all the time when you sit there, you know. It's horrible. And the road is long and it goes kaboom, 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 and it's very, very painful sometimes. So nowadays, I feel like I live in luxury, even if I don't have a house, even if I live in a wilderness. But it's such a wonderful life, actually, you know. I wouldn't want to exchange it for anything, unless the time has come that I come out of the retreat and come back to see you. Well, I do miss you sometimes in my free moments. I do miss you. I miss your loving eyes, your sincere heart. The energy that we created in the ashram together, it was very beautiful. Many moments, many days or many months, many weeks, many years before. Whenever I happen to edit some of the old photos or the old lectures that your brothers and sisters sent to me to edit and to work on, to approve this and that, I saw some of this scenery from before, and I do miss you. Even just a song, you know, that you made for me, it conveys utmost love and sincerity and high level of spiritual vibe that makes you feel so touched and so one together, everyone with me. Even I have a small little phone and it has a recording of some of the songs that you made before in Sihu. And there was one I was very touched to hear again. Sometimes, accidentally, I open that phone to record some of the information or something. There's no SIM in it, but it still can be used. So I didn't throw away. Very small phone and old-fashioned. Yeah. People don't sell them anymore, I don't think. But you can still keep the memories in it, you know. And there was a song just a couple of weeks ago, I happened to hear it. It's called something like Zhong Qiu Jie Yi Shi En, something like that, like remembering Master compassion or benevolence at the moon festival, something like that. It goes something like da 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 da. Oh, what a shifu, suasang seseni, something like that. Let me thank you, one word, something like that. It was very nice. I was teary because I saw on the screen how sincere everybody was, and some were crying, yeah. And I was also crying when I listened to that again. It's not the first time. Whenever I listen to that, I cry again.
接下来表演的歌曲是中秋佳节忆师恩，
好棒啊，
非常感动的一首歌曲，希望同修会唱的跟着一起唱啊！以前四年前在唱这首歌曲的时候，大家是
弄这个样子，跟美、啊、
一把鼻涕一把眼泪。好，中秋佳节忆师恩，鼓掌欢迎。
会唱的同修，请跟我们一起欢唱。
鼓掌！
谢谢我们伟大，我们最伟大、最伟大的宇宙之王，永远健康快乐。不论在宇宙之上、宇宙之尾，都有我们师父的影子跟爱力。那我们再一次以热烈的掌声，谢谢师父为我们主持这个中秋的欢乐。
And I miss you guys so much, especially the Taiwanese people.Taiwanese people, don't worry. I have made protection for your island, for your nation, even though I'm not there. And I hope there's nothing much stronger that comes to harm your nation. I did my best and put the strongest possible peace circle around your country. But please be together, one heart, one mind, to pray to God, to praise God, to thank all the masters to protect you, and do anything you can to influence other people around you. Make them put down the butcher knife, directly or indirectly. That butcher knife not only kills the animal people, the helpless, innocent animal people, but it kills you also. In your time. In your time. If not on earth, then in hell. I don't lie to you. You know that. I have no reason. So please tell everybody to beware and to be virtuous, to save themselves, save their country, and save the world by being vegan, keeping peace, and doing good to each other. Okay? That is for Taiwan. And the Chinese, the big Chinese government will also be reminded that whatever we do will come back to us. If we cause war, then war will come to us. Even if it's not in this lifetime, immediately after we leave this physical protective world. Meaning because we live in this world, we have a protective layer of the body. So we might not realize very well what's going on in the lawful universe. Everything we do is clear to all beings, visible and invisible in the whole universe, and we cannot run away. We cannot escape any bad things we do, or we cannot be forgotten with all the good things that we do. There is another word called war word. Yeah? Other words, I told you some of them already. There's another word called war word. If we engage in war, make war, or provoke people to make war, or we're related to war, or support war, or sell things for people to make war and bring suffering to other beings, then we will be born in the world called the warring world. In the warring world, you will be in war all the time. You might be killed, you might have your pet chopped off, you might be injured, you might suffer in any way. You might lose your house, lose your children, lose your wife, lose your parents or your loved ones. It will happen again and again and again, and it will tear your heart into pieces and will blow your mind into dust because the suffering, the pain, the sorrow is unimaginable. That is what happens in war. That's what war will cause to families, to countries, and will cause business losses and destroy nations everywhere. Houses, cities, businesses, food, everything will be in shortage. Everything will make your life hell. The warring world also is a hell in a way, just different. Not like the hell that we imagine. It's a different kind of hell. It's a real world. It's just you have to constantly, relentlessly experience war yourself, personally. And the suffering never ends until the karma is finished for each individual. And maybe if all people in the war zone, the warring world, have finished with the karma, then maybe they can be free from it. And other beings will go there, you know, other beings who cause war or have something to do with war will go there. So that world, warring world, will continue, just like others, until some reason happens that some master will destroy it. Like the fighting world has been destroyed, or was destroyed. And now the one recently, 5 days ago, was the disturbing peace world, yes. People who live in that kind of world constantly, they don't ever have peace. And then because of that, they will make trouble for others nearby or nearby country. So the circle will continue forever unless that world is destroyed. But it takes tremendous power, a lot of work in order to destroy such a powerful world outside our physical world. Outside, but it could even be just next door. Just humans don't see it. All the worlds mingle together, entangled together. Unless you have psychic eyes, the spiritual third eye, you won't see it. And they could be attacking you anytime and you don't even know it. You thought you just had a headache. You thought you just had an accident only. You thought you just began to develop cancer, for example. But no, all this is caused by karma of different worlds. And if you have affinity with them, you have to suffer. Either like they suffer in that world, or they will cause you to suffer as if you are living in that same world. So please, be virtuous. Be thankful to God for your safety, for your health, for your property, for your sufficiency in everything in life, and for your security, for your happiness as well, and for your opportunity to even remember God and all Buddhas and all masters of different levels. Remembering is good already, but not enough. You must pray daily. Make it a habit. You must praise God, thank God, praise all the masters, thank all of them. And best of all, know God.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.